Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
It's all you, buddy.
Oh, it's all me. Let's get started there, Christian.
It's all you. Let's go.
It is all about the son of Robert Williams. That is the reason he missed Monday night's game. And the game last night, of course, the Celtics did not win last night against Terry Rozier. That is another story, though, of course. That is not a big deal right now. Christian Fourier, you actually believe that Robert Williams missing Monday night and Wednesday night's game is a big deal. Why?
You're not going to play my sound first?
Oh, let's hear how the Celtics...
First of all, here's what I want to do. Yes, I do think it is a big deal.
The Celtics broadcast last night, here's how it sounded talking about this.
And it's going to be personal for Rob Williams as he has just became a dad for a second time. Let's check in with him.
Yes, Mike, the Celtics playing a second straight game without starting center Robert Williams III. But as you mentioned, it's for a very good reason. Rob welcomed his son, Hendrix Rome Williams. We've got some pictures that he posted to his Instagram stories. When Rob gets back, I'm going to have to ask him why he didn't go Robert Williams IV. He also has a daughter named Ava. So congratulations to the whole family. Talking to head coach Ime Udoka before the game, he told me, obviously, we are sensitive to this. We have been in constant contact with Rob, and if he needs another game, that's what he gets.
And Abby says if he needs all the time he needs, he'll take it. Is that a big deal, Christian Fourier? The birth of his son Monday night has already caused him to miss two games.
Yes, it is. It is for me, and I'll tell you why. One game, of course. Your kid is being born. You missed that game.
So you don't have a problem with him missing Monday.
Of course, you should. What a dope. Okay, you would regret it the rest of your life. Your wife would never forgive you.
You need
for
to make
it.
That perfectly clear.
Okay, so let's just say, I'm assuming that we don't know all the details, okay? But let's assume the baby was born in Boston, okay? There's a game Wednesday night. And it's at home. The game's 3 hours long.
Well, I think in social media, everything's fine, right? The baby's
it
good.
It looks
Mama's
like
good.
Everything's fine. Yep. I don't want to assume anything, but I'm just, okay, let's go with that theory. I think he should have played in the game. Okay. Okay. Everything's fine. Again, you have a game. You're not an accountant. You don't sell insurance. You only have a certain amount of them, and they all are super important. And they needed you last night. Okay. Playing against a good team that you could have made up some ground on, and they beat you. We had Scal on earlier. He said, listen, they knew they weren't going to play that game, but Smart wasn't playing, and Robert Williams missed another game. Do I think you should miss the birth of your child like Hunter Henry admitted he was going to do if his baby was born on a Sunday? Yes! But what can we come back to work now? Like, I feel like it's a three-hour game, Andy, and he should have been playing in the game.
I agree. You know, it's not really a big deal to me, but it would be if I was on that team. I certainly would expect him to be there. Because as you said, this isn't, I need you to travel halfway around the world and miss 5 days and... Can you just get over to the arena?
Yeah, just hop in your car, dude.
Throw your uniform on. 3 hours help us out a little bit. When you're done, go back to your wife.
Again,
go back to your kid.
Well, you hear everything's fine, right? Baby's healthy. Mama's healthy.
Oh, yeah. If there's issues, all right, changes everything.
What I don't know is, is the baby born in L.A.? Is he out in L.A.? I have no idea. So if you're telling me that it's in Boston, then I would sit there. Monday, you have the baby. Even if it's Monday night, you spend Tuesday, everything's good. Wednesday, you kind of show up, do a shoot around, maybe play in that game. My question is, like, you know, Abby at the end, and whatever.
If he needs another game, that's what he gets.
So be it.
Where does that end?
And I get it. Everyone's like sensitive to it. And I think we all agree that Monday missing the game, nobody had a problem with it. The question I would have is they play again on Friday. So if he misses Friday's game, Are we still okay with it?
What? If he needs another game, that's what he gets.
So another game? Are we going to go another game now?
I don't know if I'm
Friday? Because then I'd be like, okay.
That's what he gets.
Wednesday, yeah. I think Wednesday morning he kind of shows up and he plays in the game. It's his second kid. Kid on Monday. Spend with the family Tuesday. If they're in the Boston area, I would thought you played.
See, in football, like it is, you only have, well, you used to have 60, now you have 17. So missing one game, especially if you're a guy who was like an impactful, important player, it was like, holy crap, when is he going to come back? That's all you would hear. Is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? Like hoping, like, hey, can they induce? Can they?
Right.
Can someone give her some Pitocin?
Well, like tickle her?
Okay. Look at this guy. Throwing out the, he knows kids. The chemical.
Okay, no. More. I got a game on Sunday. Let's go. Let's get this baby out.
Well done.
I just feel like, and one of those, like, okay, Monday, fine. I thought, listen, if it was me, I'm playing. I'll be back in 3 hours.
So I just did a quick Google and an NBA paternity leave. And the first thing, I don't remember this. Dwayne Wade missed 7 games to paternity leave. And it was a bit like almost all the first Googles are about Dwayne Wade missing 7 games.
Was everything okay?
I didn't click on it yet.
No, I'm just saying, like, that plays a role in it. And again, you know,
I think sports are different.
Nobody has a problem with him missing Monday night. Nobody does, you know, and again, there's some details that we don't know about. Was it local? Whatever. But Wednesday, show up Wednesday, shoot around, play a game, come back. Like, so, and my question would be, okay, what if he doesn't play Friday? Everyone's still okay with it?
You have to be okay with it. You're supposed to be okay with
it. Okay. All right, next, what do we got?
In a 123-110 win over the Magic last night, Joel Embiid, career high 50 points. He did 50 points in just 27 minutes. No one has scored that many points in that little amount of time. 17 of 23 from the field, 12 boards, 3 blocks for Joel Embiid. But at the post-game press conference is why this is a topic in Big Deal or No Big Deal.
I've been at times, whenever I want, you know, I'm able to be Shaq. And, you know, whenever I want, I'm also able to be Dirk, Kobe, or MJ.
So if you couldn't hear that, he compared himself to Shaq, Kobe, MJ, and says, I can basically be those guys, be of that nature, that dominance. What I want to be, is that a big deal or no big deal, Joel Embiid comparing himself to the all-time greats?
I would say this. Number one, I'd like to see the visual. Because I feel like Joel Embiid just has a lot of fun.
Yes.
And I feel like he has a lot of fun with people. Like, I don't think he thinks he can beat Kobe. But I think after doing what he did last night, I could see him doing that with a little bit of a smirk. And I just think the guy's a clown, like a jokester. Not a bad way, just a jokester.
I watched it this morning on SportsCenter and I couldn't tell. That was my first reaction. It's like,
very dry.
Is he joking? Yeah. Is that dry?
Bob, shut up.
But if he's, he can't possibly be serious.
No, I think he's joking.
But if he's serious, then I would get like my bristles up a little bit and like win something.
Well, he
like, goes, if I want to be the hardo,
yeah.
Win something.
Yeah.
So he goes, let me see. Shaq,
yep.
Rings.
Yep.
Dirk, ring.
Yep.
Kobe, rings. Michael, rings. What do you not have, Mr. I'm a combination of all of these chameleon style? You don't have a ring.
Yeah.
Not even close.
I actually love it. It's not a big deal at all. He goes on after talking about, you know, comparing himself to Jordan. He says, are any guards really, meaning shooting off the dribble, which he does, or pull-ups, or ball handling? For his size, he's pretty damn good at, or just a combination of everything offensively. No, it's not a big deal because he's fantastic.
Okay.
He's I love the fact that, yes, he just... Like, everything about him is like, oh, what? Like, he can't do more. He can be Shaq. Like, right? He can do things that Shaq can't do.
So let me ask you a question. Last Saturday night.
Yep.
If Josh Allen, in his post-game interview, had said, you know, whether you need me to be Jim Brown or Emmitt Smith and run the ball, you want me to get wide and be a speed, you need me to be Tom Brady or you need me to be John Elway, Peyton Manning, whoever you need me to... You would have been cool with that?
But do you feel like...
You would have been cool with that?
Do you feel like there's some arrogance with Joel Embiid, or do you think there's some comedic timing to it?
I don't know.
Well, come on.
I think there's some arrogance. I think he thinks he's the best athlete on like any NBA court, any basketball court at all times. And that's where I get the Harry Hardo in me says win something.
But he did just drop 50 points in 27 minutes.
Ooh, 50 points in the regular season? You know what that sounds like?
I'm just saying.
Jason Tatum trying to make an NBA team.
You guys can't do it. You guys can't do it.
Is this a short thing now? Are you talking to me?
Oh, that's true. Why does everything have to be about being short?
Because it felt like
after everything I said about you, you think I'm attacking you?
I'm going to separate you two. No more short jokes. Tyler, go ahead. Give me another one.
That's all the time we have.
Oh, that's it. That's all the time we have. Okay,
you guys talk to him.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.